This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
My name is Brianna Udy, and I'm an investigator with Child Protective Services. From my perspective, social workers are the advocates for those that are in need, and we also help facilitate activism in the community. We facilitate getting all the resources together, and we're the bridge from the community to the resources. We can help those who may not know what resources are out there to access those resources.
What is kind of the field of social work that you're involved in?
I am an investigator at Child Protective Services. My role as a social worker is to be the front lines of our agency. When we receive intakes, I'm what we call a first responder. I'm the first one to go out, see the child, see what's going on, gather all the evidence, and then take it back to my supervisor and discuss with them what's going on so we can figure out how to get the kids safe.
What kind of obstacles do you face in your everyday job?
Oh, goodness. Mostly the obstacles I face are from resistance from the parents. Obviously, when we show up on the door, most people aren't happy when they see us. So I have to use interviewing skills and people skills to build rapport with my families and to get them to trust me and to realize I'm not there to harm their family. I'm not there to take their children. I am there to make sure that the kiddos are safe and that the family can function as a whole together.
Is there a lot of relationship building between the family and the child that you guys are a part of, or is it just, I guess, how comprehensive is it?
Definitely. When I get there, I can help smooth over different, not arguments, but things that are going on in the family that could possibly be harmful to the children. I can be the children's advocate to their parents and have discussions with them. A lot of parents are not necessarily educated on child development. So sometimes they get frustrated with things that their children are doing. And I can step in and explain that, you know, although it's frustrating, it's normal behaviors for children of that age. So I can act as an educator also to the parents on different child development issues.
Why did you choose social work as a field?
I actually, as a child, had CPS involvement in my home. And I had CPS investigators come to my house to check on my safety, and they were my advocates, and they actually helped me to get out of a dangerous situation. And so when it came time to choose a career in college, I knew that I wanted to give back to what had helped me to get to where I am today.
Wow, that's a really powerful story.
Thank you.
If there were no social workers or social work as an initiative from different organizations, if that did not exist, what would the city be like? What would our community be like?
I think we would be pretty lost. A lot of times people don't see what social workers do because we're a lot of behind-the-scenes workers. But without us, I feel like different agencies and different ways of getting help to those in need would crumble. A lot of people aren't aware of what's out there. A lot of people aren't aware of the needs in the community. And so I think without social work, that information wouldn't be conveyed back and forth across the bridge I was talking about. The community wouldn't be aware of the needs that are in place, and those in need wouldn't know what is available to get them help.
Podcasts of the first and second season of The Social Workers Introspective are available at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in Wednesdays and Fridays in the month of March for The Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU.